The Helping Hands Society in Hazleton is a unique nonprofit where all children are taught to be confident and accepting of each other, no matter the differences. Executive Director Mary Beth Koch takes the story from here.
In 1924, we were founded and then legally incorporated in 1927. Our mission is to enhance the independence of people with disabilities and to assure full participation by persons with disabilities in settings and activities of their choice with persons who do not have disabilities.
So tell us about some of the programs, beginning at the beginning. You start very young.
Yes, we will take children from infants, and we even have an after-school program for school-age children. So we have an infant program. Then we also have an early preschool program, and then we have a typical preschool program and a developmental preschool program.
These programs dovetail into each other, so you're probably seeing the same children as they're growing up and as they're getting a little bit more confident in themselves.
We do. Some children, after they go to the infant program, they don't need our services anymore, and they will move on, and we're always here for them if in the future parents have any concerns. Sometimes they still need our services, and they'll transition to the early preschool program. And then from there, if they still need specialized services, they can go to the developmental preschool program. If not, we also have a typical preschool program for children that don't have any delays or developmental issues. When they move on to the big school, we call it, if the children are struggling or anything, or for any child in the area, we have an after-school program on Wednesday evenings. That's called the Academic Helper Program.
Tell me in more detail about the Academic Helper Program.
Yes, it was started by John Seaman, the former executive director, and the basis is all visual perceptual activities. A lot of times children have some areas of perception that aren't as strong as they need to be, and we test those children and we find out if they have maybe a visual memory problem or visual figure ground, whatever it could be. And they come to the Academic Helper Program and we gear our activities to the child's needs. So if they have a memory problem, you know, we're doing a lot of memory activities, memory games. It's actually fun. The children love it. And they get a little token for their good work, and then they shop in the store and get a little toy or whatever. And they love it. That is volunteer-based. I do have a teacher who runs it, along with myself. And the rest of the workers are volunteers, and a lot of them high school volunteers, which the children in the program relate to just in a way that they can't with adults. It's a feel-good program. We really, really try to get the child to feel better about themselves. Sometimes they're smart and they just can't understand why they can't remember their spelling words or whatever. It's just about making them feel better. And once they do, it snowballs and they just become a better learner and capable of learning better.
So you're responsible for helping them overcome those little hurdles that are getting in their way.
Yes, we try. We try our best, and we've had great success with the program, with all the programs, because we have an amazing staff and board of directors and a fundraising organization, CHIPS members, that really know what we do, see what we do, and they want to continue our mission. It's really a place filled with love, laughter, and most of the time, just a lot of good people we're surrounded with. And the Hazleton area is very supportive of us in our fundraising efforts. It's a wonderful place.
Now, from what I understand, you're from the Hazleton area, but doesn't the Helping Hands Society cover Schuylkill County and Carbon County as well?
We did have an office there. We currently do not, but we will. We do have children that come to our programs from those areas. We have a very capable staff with all the correct credentials, special education degree, early childhood degrees. Our paraprofessionals are all trained, and there are many tests that you have to do when you're a part of the Department of Education and the Department of Early Learning. So our staff has it all. I have a background in special ed, but my degree is actually in elementary education, but I, again, focuses on special education and early childhood.
When you see, Mary Beth, a child responding, and all of a sudden they're able to keep up, I know it does a lot for them and a lot for their parents, but what does it do for you?
That is a question that is so difficult to answer because it's just such a feeling that is hard to describe. It is joy. It is emotional. Our graduation that we have every June, and you watch these children that were struggling so much, walking down the steps, getting their diplomas, and just huge milestones that they overcame. And you look in the audience where all the parents and grandparents are, and some of them are crying, tears of joy and pride, and it's such a wonderful feeling. It is so hard to describe. Not just for the children, of course, and their families, and you say the staff, but not to underestimate the power of the volunteers. I have had high school kids come up here that, you know, their parents wanted them to volunteer, and they'd be like, and then just fall into place with these children. Many of them have moved on to become educators, and it's a humbling experience, and they take away so much from it, and it changes their lives too for the better. I truly believe that.
Well, you have a very well-rounded schedule and a very good grouping of programs, but if you wanted to add something else, if you had your wish to say, okay, we could use this, or maybe we can add a little something here to make it a little stronger, what would those things be?
Unfortunately, it's always updating things. You know, we have a huge playground, which is absolutely beautiful, but it is in constant need of repair, the usual things, very expensive. The playground equipment is very expensive, and of course, it's top quality. It has to be. And just our building itself, we have tried to expand, and everything's just so expensive, and it's a labor of love for everyone here, but I'm so content with everything that we do offer and do, from therapies to just good times on the playground for the children. I mean, we pretty much do it all, but it takes a lot to keep it going.
Given the fact that it's a labor-intensive program with a lot of moving parts to it, what do you see when a child goes through the Helping Hands program?
We see a great deal of pride in the children themselves, because when they achieve something, when they get to that next step, it changes them. They become like more willing to learn and wanting. That self-esteem is so key for any child at any age, and it's amazing. It's amazing. We've had children come here, so many children, you know, weren't speaking, behavior problems. A lot of times the behavior problems are because they can't express themselves correctly, and they don't understand why they're feeling this way. And that's a lot of times in the after-school program. So they're in a comfortable atmosphere where they're not afraid of making a mistake. It just opens their world to learning in so many different ways. We have to understand that if they're acting out or they're giving up or whatever the problem is, there's a reason. You don't get frustrated with them. You don't get angry with the child. You try to get in there and let's try this. That's where good teaching comes in. And we're very fortunate with that. You have to be a chameleon. You've got to change your direction and teaching for each individual child, but also teach them as a group. So it's difficult, but it works. And when you have the right people, it works very well.
Question about the people and question about sometimes the stresses with some of the classes and some of the things that the teachers have to go through in order to reinforce lessons. Do you ever have talks with your teachers or sit down with them individually so that they can decompress, let you know what some of the situations are and how they're reacting to them?
Oh, absolutely, all the time, all the time. And if someone's like, I need a break or something, because that happens. When you're doing your job correctly in this field, you are going to get drained sometimes. I don't care who you are. And that's where we step in and help each other. You know, we're a family, and we want to give our best to the children. These children are our future. They will grow up with your grandchildren, your children, and when you can turn a bad situation into a good one, everyone deserves that chance to be the best that they can be, and that's what we try to do.
You're dealing with children up in the Hazleton area, many of whom speak different languages and so forth. How do you get through that barrier?
Well, that's where computers come in handy. We have had a teacher and paraprofessionals that speak different languages, so that was always a plus. But right now we don't, but we manage to translate for them, Google Translate and all those things. And our parents here, they're really, really good, and they try to get someone that can speak English when they come here for a conference or something. I mean, we've had all types of different languages come through here, but it works out. If we can't find someone or they can't find someone, I contact someone else and we get it done. It just reminds me of what a wonderful place this is and all the thousands of children that have gone through these doors, and a young gentleman who went to the service, came back here, always stops in to see us. You know, they come back, they send their children here. It's not just about what we've done in the past, but it's about what we hope to continue to do in the future.
And what would you like to see for the future? What would you like Helping Hands to continue with and maybe initiate?
I would love to see an expansion of the programs, because we have a waiting list. There's so many children out there that need us and other organizations. So to just expand on what we do and to touch more lives.
A very meaningful community connection with Mary Beth Koch, Executive Director of the Helping Hands Society in Hazleton, doing extraordinary work helping children and raising our awareness. For WVIA's Community Connection, I'm Lisa Mazzarella.